It's harvest season at the Green Valley Pecan Orchard in Sahuarita, Arizona, which means right now it can feel a lot like it's raining pecans. Farm manager Alan Brandt explains it starts with an army of large machines that grab hold of the pecan trees and then shakes the nuts off their branches.
Pecans are a three-step process.
Once on the ground, they're gathered, sorted, and depending on the farm, they can be shelled too.
My father began planting pecans in 1965.
Dick Walden is the president of Farmers Investment Company, the parent company of this pecan farm. He says right now, business is good.
There's a strong international demand, has been growing since the early 80s.
That market growth began when demand for pecans took hold in Europe. But Walden says in the last 10 years, the growth has been more drastic.
China has become a major importer of in-shell pecans, using recent numbers, maybe 18 or 20%. Of the world's pecan supply have been destined for China.
He says recent scientific publications on the nutritional value of nuts have helped too, because now the world's consumers consider them a health food full of good fats and not just a junk food. And it was factors like these that convinced the Walden family to make the decision to expand their orchard.
Production capacity will close to double.
But this decision isn't an easy one for any farmer, because unlike other produce, such as corn or potatoes, orchards are more of an investment. Harold Payne is the president of the Arizona Pecan Growers Association.
People who plant pecan trees are forward-thinking. They're looking to the future. It isn't a crop that you, if the market goes bad, decide where you're going to take it out, because you're married to that crop once you put it in the ground.
He explains it takes about 10 years for pecan trees to mature and reach full productivity. In fact, most farmers don't start making money on their new acres until about that time. But even with that cost, Payne says many are deciding to take the plunge now.
We don't have hard numbers because nobody really does an accurate survey, but the last survey I saw, they estimated there's about 7,500 to 8,000 acres of new pecans either in or being planned in Arizona in the next several years.
That's a 50% increase in this state alone, a number mirrored by nationwide trends. Arizona State University agribusiness economist Tim Richards explains when it comes to pecans, these farmers have to look at the market in the long term. That's partly why the supply and demand curve can get so unbalanced and prices now are as high as they are. When demand increases for pecans, increasing their supply takes a long time.
The interesting thing about pecans is that, you know, in general, it's not your, you know, mom and pop with an acre kind of thing. These are big companies with a lot of investment and a lot of capital.
He says with fewer players, the market is slightly less volatile than other foods. But as sluggish growth conditions in China continue to result in significant losses for other Arizona industries like copper mining, is banking on sustained Chinese demand for pecans a smart move? Richard says, yes, at least for the foreseeable future.
If that doomsday scenario doesn't happen, there still is a simple fact that there's 1.3 billion people. They're becoming more wealthy. They're starting to have Western diets. And they're having our health problems, too, unfortunately. So as they have their health problems, they start to turn to healthier foods, kind of ironically, down the road. And pecans and walnuts and almonds are a big part of that story.
Which means, for the time being, pecan orchards here and throughout the country will continue to expand. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, reporting from Sahuarita, Arizona.